These shining moments in Badger history are brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic reminds you to don't just live, shine.
Kind of a pretty hostile environment from that point forward. tell me about that scene and what was going through your mind.
Well, I didn't see it happen. But 5 minutes later, somebody told me about it. You know, it gets you fired up. I've known A.J. Hawk. I met him prior, and I thought he was a great football player. And I don't really think he had anything to do with it. If you watch the film, it's Reynolds choking him, basically. That guy, a little bit of a dirty player. I know Donovan Rayola, big supporter of, you know, pushing people around if they mess with the quarterback. He was in the mix. You know, it was a dirty play, and I think it was a pretty hostile environment the whole game. But after that happened, you know, people were pretty upset on the sidelines. And, I mean, it really showed when, you know, we ended up winning the game.
The Badgers' history against Ohio State had not been very favorable in the win column, and now you lose your starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. So at the time, you had to, I would imagine you had to be a little concerned.
Well, definitely concerned. Our running game was a little bit of a struggle, but not really, because, you know, Booker Stanley came in the game and he was, you know, just wearing people down. And, you know, it's nice. You know, we never really won, you know, 50 to nothing. You know, games were tight. You know, Barry Alvarez always talked about being physical, wearing people down. And, you know, we're a little nervous, but, you know, it doesn't matter who's taking the snaps. You know, we had the best receiver in college, probably one of the best players I've ever played with. Anyone could throw him the ball. He's going to go get it. We were nervous. I'm sure the coaches were nervous, but, you know, they just dialed up a pass route, next series, and scored a touchdown?
Yeah, and it was a 79-yarder to Lee Evans. I mean, if there's ever justice served, that was it, wasn't it?
Oh, justice is served. He didn't really have a catch. He didn't have one catch until that point, and he was you know, like I said before, one of the best players I've ever played with. You know, if you don't jump that route, Gamble doesn't jump that route, he's going to catch it and probably beat him anyway. So, you know, Gamble took a shot, was the wrong move, and, Shaves threw a perfect throw. And, you know, Shabert was a great player, just never got the opportunity to play. And, you know, that's just like, you know, he's a Wisconsin player. You know, you come in, if you don't play, you come in, you've been working, you know, your butt off, in the weight room, in drills. He came in through a perfect strike, in stride, caught it for a touchdown. It was gorgeous.
And that was just his third pass of the game.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter if you come in, you throw once, you know, you throw twice. You know, we knew where the play was going. The second I went out on a pass route, I knew that I was completely, I did a 12-yard out, completely diversion. You know, you don't throw a 265-pound fullback the ball on a 12-yard out, you know. And and Lee, if you watch the film, it was the most perfect route. You know, he hit looked like a 15-yard out, turned his body. Gamble took one step forward. Lee, you know, broke that shoulder open and sprinted down the field, and it was one of the most perfect, you know, plays I've seen college.
So what did it feel like when it was all said and done, when you beat the Buckeyes?
You know, there might be, you know, 5 or 6 wins that mean, you know, more than anything, and I would say that had to be one. You know, they just won the national championship. They're undefeated for, 18 straight games. They came in, everyone's like, oh, they're going to beat us. You know, and that's what, I just love how, you know, Coach Alvarez, Coach White, you know, all the coaches that we were involved with really got us ready, you know, not making us nervous, but making us, you know, want to be the first team to, you know, take the crown. And, they showed us clips, you know, throughout the whole week of, you know, Brooks Bollinger doing it, when they went away, when they went there, us doing it, you know, from back in the day. And, you know, those things get you fired up. And, you know, we had great leaders that year, and, you know, Lee Evans, Sorgi, you know, people who just never gave up. And it was just a phenomenal day. And a side note, my brother was actually the first one on the goalpost, Alex Bernstein. And I remember running over there and seeing him on the goalpost and screaming, going crazy. And I turn around, I'm the only one left on the field in a swarm of people. But he was up there, standing up there. And, you know, it was a great win for the team, but also it was just fantastic for, you know, the coaches and the whole community and all of Wisconsin. You know, that's really what we played for.
A lot of great rivalries in the Big Ten for the Badgers. But even though the wins might have been a little more few and far between against Ohio State, I would imagine, you know, and I grew up a Badger fan watching you guys play, and I would imagine that that there's hardly one out there that feels any better than when you beat the Buckeyes.
Oh, well, there is not anything like beating the Buckeyes, especially at home, you know, 18 games in a row. I mean, that's what we heard. We made, you know, the coaches made T-shirts for us. We had to wear them every day. You know, it was a big deal. And what was great about that is it catapulted us into 04, going to Ohio State and beating them there. And there is, you know, no feeling in the world better than, you know, going there and beating them also. But those two games, I'll never forget that. And it was just such a special moment for, you know, the team, you know, for me, for my family, for everyone in Wisconsin. And it was such an honor to play, you know, and be a part of that.
That's almost a decade ago, but you remember it quite well.
You know what? It's hard to forget some of these big ones. You know, some of those smaller ones maybe slip my mind here and there, but, you know, that it was such a special moment. And, you know, it reminds me of so many good times with, you know, some of the linemen, you know, Big Danny Benning, you know, Donovan. I can go on forever. You know, all the guys, even, the, you know, the defensive guys, you know, you just love and cherish. And, you know, some of my best friends were on that team, and, you know, Brett Bell, Jimmy Leonard. You know, it's such an honor, and it was just so nice to win for Wisconsin and win for, you know, for everybody.
These shining moments in Badger history have been brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine.